Hello, and welcome to the monthly Skill Byte Show, where we share information that is geared to helping you succeed in your business. This is Judy Weintraub, CEO of Skill Bytes and host of this show. Do you want to attract more prospects to your business? Become a published author. Skill Byte's author platform provides the fastest way to get a book written and published. Today, I am delighted to have with us Helen Chang. Helen is known as the unassuming ghostwriter. She is a bestseller ghostwriter, an author, and the CEO of Author Bridge Media. That company has assisted nearly 300 authors to write and publish their best-selling books so they can raise their credibility, grow their sales, and inspire people worldwide. Helen's clients include Michael Gerber of the E-Myth book series, Danny Johnson of ABC's Secret Millionaires, and Fan Merrill of A&E's Flip This House, and other authors with a mission. In today's Skill Byte show, we're going to pick Helen's brain to learn how to find and work with a ghostwriter who can authentically convey your voice and message. Helen, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Judy. I'm honored to be part of your show and your network. Thank you.
Well, I'm curious, how did you get into ghostwriting?
That's a great question. It's not something that I had planned to do. So prior to ghostwriting books, I was a journalist covering business stories. I've been published in Business Week, International Herald Tribune, MSNBC.com, and I was also a TV producer for a Wall Street Journal television show on personal finance for a while. So I've been working with stories a long time. And prior to that, I've been writing since I was 5 years old. It's always been a passion, and I just love stories, and I love talking to people. And so what happened was that I was working as a journalist. I started writing workbooks for real estate investors who were interested in launching their speaking careers and going on training circuits. And then eventually people started asking me to write their books, and one thing led to another, referral after referral, and that's how the business grew. So that's how I became a ghostwriter.
Very good. So how long have you been with Author Bridge Media?
Well, I founded the company, we incorporated the company in 2009. Prior to that, I was freelancing as a ghostwriter. I've been ghostwriting since 2003 and wrote my first ghostwritten book in 2007 and had so many referrals that I ended up leaving the journalism profession and just started writing books full-time and then grew it and, like I said, incorporated from 2009, and now we have a team of writers. We have a team of designers and other experts such as yourself, Judy, who's so great at guiding people through the process. And, you know, we have just great experts in our network such as you to help people get from idea of a book to a published and marketed and well-launched book that helps them achieve their goals. And you do that very well, Judy, in guiding people into identifying their goals and being able to write the right book to serve that goal.
Well, thank you very much. Now, I get a lot of people who tell me that they're just not interested in having a ghostwriter because it doesn't feel right to them. It's not authentic. It kind of feels like you're cheating, like it's not really your book. How would you respond to somebody like that?
I would say absolutely. I completely understand that. There is a truth and a sense of being an author and writing your own book and using your words that way. We've worked with numerous authors who have written their own manuscripts, and we've edited it. The challenge comes when you're working on your own book and you get confused. Well, am I really writing it the right way? Is this really going to come across right? Or maybe you're overwhelmed or just wondering, is this worthwhile? Or how can I share about my credibility without sounding like I'm bragging? Or how can I convey my expertise and my knowledge in a way that the reader actually gets it and that people will actually want to buy this book. So that's where people get stuck when they're writing their own book themselves, and we can certainly guide them through that. As ghostwriters, as a ghostwriter, what I do is we have a process. We have a five-step process for actually writing, and what we're doing is being partners with the author to determine the plan for the book. Like, what is the key message the author wants to share? What are the main topics they want to share? And then by doing that, we have a blueprint so that we're both on the same page as to how the final book should come out and what are the messages that it should convey. The next step is to tell my story, where the author is actually sharing their knowledge, their wisdom, their stories about the topic that they are an expert on. And that is really key, because the interviews are me asking key questions to bring out the insight, to bring out the stories, the failures, and the triumphs, so that we get their words, so that I get the exact phrasing, the exact turns of phrase that that particular author uses. And so I'm not making stuff up. I'm actually pulling it out. I'm extracting it from the author the way they share that story. The thing about interviews and when people write it themselves is that the mind goes all over the place. You know, you remember this, then you remember that, then you think of that. It's totally unorganized. But that's okay. You let it out in that step where you're just telling your story. The third step, write it for me, is where I actually do the draft, I do the writing, taking the transcripts from the interviews, using that raw material to write a book that is actually going to appeal to the reader, that is organized, that is presented in a fashion that the reader is engaged, presented in a way that shares the actual voice and uses the phrases and the words of the author, but presented in a way that the reader wants to read it, wants to keep reading, wants to keep learning, and wants to keep flipping the pages. So in that step, we actually have three drafts of the book where we're going back and forth with the author to make sure that everything is there, that the content is there. And the third draft, we're actually honing the voice and the theme and making sure that it reflects the words and the phrases and the thought process and the message of the author in a very, very authentic way. And then after that, the next two steps are editing the book and proofreading the book so that the manuscript, the final manuscript, is a beautiful, perfect manuscript that can go to the design stage. So the key thing about that in getting an author's authentic voice is interviewing in a way that brings out what it is, the way they think, and the actual words they use, and then writing in a way that uses those words but presents it in a way that the reader is going to be interested and engaged. So does that answer your question, Judy?
I think so, yeah. I think a lot of people don't realize how prevalent ghostwriting really is. There are so many people's books that are written by ghostwriters, and you would never know because the ghostwriter's name doesn't appear on the book. It's the author's name that appears, even if the author didn't actually write the book.
Exactly. In fact, one statistic shows that 80% of business books are ghostwritten. 80%.
Wow.
It's that high. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So...
yeah, that's even higher than I had anticipated. But it makes sense because as business owners, it's really hard to find the time to get your book done, even if you know that it's so powerful for you. And we're not writers, right? Even if we're good at writing, that's not what we do. We might be good at writing proposals, but that's not the same as writing books.
Exactly. Well, for us, I mean, I have a team you know, I have a copy editor, I have a proofreader, and of course I do interviews myself and writing and, you know. But when I'm engaged with an author, they're basically having us be another division of their business, another arm of them in creating the book. So they hire us for a certain period of time. We make sure we get the message and the stories from the author and create the book as we had envisioned it together. And so that way, they're not having to have this huge impact on their own team. They can go and have the life that they have, enjoy their family, enjoy their, you know, their downtime, and still focus on what they do best, which is running their business and growing their business. And the biggest time crunch in working with the ghostwriters is actually getting interviewed. And so the interviews can be anywhere from 9 hours to 25 hours, depending on the length and the sophistication of the book. But, you know, 9 hours, that's one day, one business day. You download all your material, and then, you know, I'm off and running, writing it.
Right.
So
that's still, I mean, when you think about it, how much time would it take somebody to write the book? A heck of a lot more than 9 hours.
Yes.
So yes. 9 hours of interview, and presumably you could do it in one day, or you could spread it out a few hours over 3 or 4 days.
Exactly, exactly.
So that it doesn't interrupt somebody's schedule.
Exactly, exactly. And I've had authors fly down to San Diego, and we spend 3 days together just interviewing. And these, of course, are longer books. And, you know, we'll spend 3 days together just interviewing and downloading information, and then the interviews are done. So, yeah, but again, 3 days on someone's schedule or one day on someone's schedule is much more efficient than the author struggling at home at midnight after the kids have gone to bed, trying to write it and trying to put it together and trying to figure out what to say and how to organize it and all that kind of stuff. So, yeah, so we do that for them.
Right, especially when they're trying to do it at a time when they're not particularly alert. Makes it even harder.
Yeah.
Now, how about the price of ghostwriting services? Some people think ghostwriting might be way out of their budget. Is ghostwriting something that is only affordable by, like, large businesses, wealthy business owners, or is it something that even small business owners ought to be considering?
Yeah, I mean, we have a really wide range of prices, and sometimes people have a certain book and a length that they have in mind, and the goal is to find the most cost-effective way to produce that. Other authors have a specific budget in mind, and so then the goal is to find a product that's going to work in that budget. So we have ghost written for clients like 24-page mini books that they can use as giveaways during speaking engagements to authors who have had 300-page books, where there's a lot more investment in the interview and the writing process. So the range can be really from a few thousand dollars to tens of thousands of dollars. And if you're looking at very, very high-end ghostwriters, they can charge as much as $250,000 to ghostwrite a book. So the range is really, really wide. And I think the thing for any author, particularly if you're running a business, if you're wanting to be an expert, if you're on the speaking circuit professionally, or, you know, you're just a change agent that wants to make a difference with the book, I think it goes back to being very clear about your goal for the book. How is that book going to support you in your business? How is that going to raise your credibility? And how exactly is your revenue going to come back? Not necessarily through the book, but say through your workshops, through your speaking engagements, your consulting work, and so on. And again, Judy, you're the perfect person for authors like that to work with, because you're so good at identifying the goals, and then you, you know, you backtrack to figure out what is the best product at whatever budget or whatever price range you have that is going to serve that, going to serve that goal, going to serve that need. And
right.
We have authors, I mean, we have authors who just start with an ebook. They don't do the printed version. So we create an ebook for them, and then later on they print it. So there's a lot of ways that you can bootstrap having a book written and working with a ghostwriter to create products as you grow or as you expand.
Right. One of the things that I find is when I talk to them about what their goal is and what they think the book will do for them, how many clients do they think they'll be able to get because they're a published author? And when they start to think about the fact that even if they got two or three clients, if their average client is in the, let's say, $5,000 range, then spending a few thousand dollars on a book is really not out of question, because
exactly.
You're going to wind up getting a lot more out of it.
Exactly. Well, let me tell you this story, Judy. I think you'll, our listeners will enjoy it. So I have an author, and he had written a book, and it was just a simple book, about 100 pages, and it was his experiences as an entrepreneur and a serial entrepreneur and investor. And he printed 1,000 copies. He didn't do a lot of marketing on it or anything like that, and all he did was give it away to people that he knew or who were potential clients. Well, one of the people he gave it to read the book on the plane back and said, "Wow, this is really great. Now I understand who this person is. I really get what he's about and who he is." He had four more books. He asked for four more books and gave it to his associate. They ended up coming back to this particular author and investing in a project for $22 million.
Wow.
Yeah. And the author, the same author, did the same thing, and he had four other people do read his book also, and they gave him business opportunities of $10 million. So what he said was that he invested $15,000 in the book. He lost money. He did $9,000 in sales. He lost $6,000 on the book, all right, because he wasn't doing a lot of marketing. But he gained $32 million in business. So he's up $32 million, but he's lost $6,000 in the book. So, you know, overall, he thinks it was a worthwhile project.
Yeah, maybe even worth writing a second book.
Right,
unless
exactly.
He retired. Maybe he just decided to retire.
Yeah, he was talking about a second book. But beyond that, he got invited to so many speaking engagements. He got a column with the local newspaper to write a column on entrepreneurship. He was able to give back to a prison group, and they also learned about how to become entrepreneurs. And for him, the greatest satisfaction was getting a Christmas card or a holiday letter last year where somebody in that class, in that prison class, said, "Hey, I got out, I started a business, I started following your principles, and thank you so, so much." And for him, that was a huge sense of satisfaction that he could never have predicted when he started writing his book. So, you know, it's really amazing how a book really sets you apart for your personality, your thinking, your way of doing business, and just really getting you out there in your community and giving back and making business contacts as well.
Right, right. It's such a terrific tool in so many respects. Okay,
mm-hmm.
So I'm convinced that I need a ghostwriter for the book that I want to get out there. How do I go about finding the right ghostwriter?
Yeah, well, Judy, you're a wonderful source for knowing ghostwriters. So first of all, I would ask the people who I know and trust and ask them for referrals for ghostwriters. You know, for us, I would say half our business is through referrals from authors we have worked with before who ask them to work with us again. So that's going to be your first line. The other thing also is you can Google, and I mean, it sounds cheesy Googling ghostwriters, but you can, and just start talking to people and getting a sense of what's out there, what's available. We do that. We offer free consultation sessions to people who contact us through our website. And it's a really great way to just sort of have a conversation and see, is this person someone who really gets it about me, who gets what I'm about and can convey that to a larger public in a way that I'm going to feel like I'm going to be an expert, I'm going to be credible, and that's really going to serve my business. And is this an author who's going to be, a ghostwriter, excuse me, who's going to be true to my words and my thinking and my message? So once you start talking to people, you'll get an inner sense of who's the right fit for you and who is going to get the job done for you in a professional and timely manner. So those are my suggestions.
Okay. That sounds good. And there are a lot of sites out there that have collections of ghostwriters as well. You can certainly ask anybody that you talk to for a sample so you can get a sense of their writing. See what else they've written, because if they haven't written anything in your area, then maybe they aren't as familiar with it. And that doesn't mean that they're a bad choice, but somebody who knows the area is going to know the lingo better, and that might just work out a little bit better.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah, we do that. And also, too, testimonials from other people who are in your genre. One thing for us is that you're right, Judy, we are not mentioned as ghostwriters. You know, no one's going to say, oh, Helen was my ghostwriter. But I am credited as an editor. So in the acknowledgement section, you know, Helen Chang, thank you for being an editor, blah, 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 blah. So if you have a book that you really like that is in your genre, your area, you can also look up who the editors are and contact them and see maybe they were the ghostwriter. So, and we've had that happen to us as well, too. And, yeah, we absolutely provide samples. And, you know, the interesting thing is that the samples that I always provide samples in the genre that that particular author is writing in, and I also show them the Amazon links for the books that have come out, and we also have video testimonials from our authors. But the other thing I also point out when I'm sending the samples is that you'll notice the difference in voice. Like, a book might be about, say, sales. We've probably done about 5 or 6 books on the topic of sales. And some of the content might be similar, but the voice is always very different because it reflects the voice of the author. So when you're looking at the samples, you can take a look. Do you get a distinct voice? Does that voice reflect what you think that author might be? Are you seeing that variety? Are you seeing a variety in the voice of the age of the author or the gender of the author or the target audience of that particular author? And does it come across as engaging? Does it come across as something that you would want to keep reading, you know? Mm-hmm. So when you're assessing those samples, those are all things to look for in looking at the writing samples. You know, you don't read it and go, oh, well, that's not like me. That's not how I sound like. Of course it's not how like you sound like, because that's not you. But
right.
What you're looking at is the differences in voice. Can that ghostwriter capture differences in voice and still sound engaging and still communicate the message and the benefit to the reader?
Right. No, that's an excellent point. Now, how does it work if you have a book that's written by a ghostwriter? Your name is on the book, but does a ghostwriter have any rights to that material?
Yeah, I mean, different authors and ghostwriters have different arrangements. In our professional situation, we do not have any rights to the material. Okay? And we don't want to. It's the author's intellectual property. It's the author's experience and knowledge and stories. So really, the author should have the credit on it. I have had situations where authors have offered us a split in revenue, or they have offered us a name, a second name, and I have done that as well with some of my top authors. But for the most part, you know, the typical author, their goal is to be seen as an expert or a thought leader in their particular field, and that's not a thunder that I want to steal, you know. So I want that author to be seen as the expert. And so for us, we do not have any copyright on it. As long as we're paid for all the work that we've done, all the copyrights by law, by U.S. law, get handed over to the author. So that's kind of how it works. And then
you have to be a little careful with regard to copyright law, because the general standard is the one who writes it owns it.
Correct.
So unless you have the specific language in your contract with the ghostwriter that says it's work for hire and the ghostwriter is going to convey any and all interest to the author, then you might have a legal issue there.
Yeah, and like all our contracts say work for hire. You definitely want that in. However, the law is such that as long as the work is paid for, then the copyright reverts to the author. So in our case, we're always paid up front, so there's no issue. It's when you're hiring a ghostwriter, you have them do the writing. They actually do own the copyright per se, even though it's your intellectual property, until you pay them. So if you don't pay them, that piece that the ghostwriter writes actually belongs to them legally because they wrote it, right? So you want to make sure you pay them. But in our case, we have all our authors pay us up front, you know, by over time. So, you know, it's not like the whole thing is paid, you know, in a lump sum, but we're paid over time. But because we are paid before the work is done, that is never an issue because it's already paid for, so it automatically belongs to the author, the copyright. But we still say work for hire in the contract.
Right, yeah, it's definitely a good idea to make sure you have the right lingo.
Yeah.
How hard is it to write a book that conveys the author's voice and the author's message?
Well, we have a method for doing that. So the first step is the plan my book step, where I actually spend 2 hours with the author, generally by video conference, like similar to Skype, we use Zoom. And during that time, we actually do a guided exercise where the author closes his or her eyes and is able to go to a very deep place within themselves and share what exactly is the message that they want to share through their book. And this is a unique message that every author has. And it might be something as simple as trust yourself, you will be successful. Or it might be something as simple as sales is not as hard as you think it is, as long as you're speaking your truth. Yeah, of course, I'm making this up. But usually it's a very simple, heartfelt message. And it's a very genuine and authentic message. And we know that because it's coming from a very authentic place from the author. Using that, we have a message that becomes the guiding star for the book. All right? And those particular words may not actually be used in the book, but that is the underlying message that we are sharing through the book. And then we also, during that planning session, we then do a mastermind where I'm taking colored pens and I'm drawing out the chart of everything that the author wants to share. And we're identifying the main topics. We're identifying the messages, or excuse me, the experience and stories that the author wants to share. And then I take all of that and put that into a template, which is the table of contents. So that becomes a blueprint. So all of the topics, the main message, the stories and so on gets organized into this table of contents. And by the end of the 2 hours, we have a very clear plan, a blueprint, to see what it is that the book is going to share, what are the topics that are going to be shared, where are the stories going to go, how everything is going to support the message that the author wants to share with this particular book. And the table of contents might be 3 or 4 pages. And based on that, we can go to the next stage, which is interviewing the author based on the topics that have been identified. So what makes an author's book unique is the message that they're going to share that no one else can come up with, the topics that they're going to share, the stories, the anecdotes, the perspective and the insights that they have on a particular topic that they, the author, that the author has, that nobody else has, because nobody else is you. I mean, nobody else is going to have the experiences, the knowledge, the insights, and perspectives that you have, that no one else is going to have the systems or the methods that you have, and no one else is going to have the success and failures and client stories that you have, because no one else is you. So even though we have done dozens of books on, say, real estate topics, or dozens of books on success in business, everyone is totally unique because we're drawing out from the author their unique message, their unique method, and their unique stories.
Right, and frankly, even if there are lots of other things on the topic and you could go and find different, you could find some ideas that you share in different resources, that doesn't mean that it's still not a good idea to have your own book, because you have your own prospects that you can approach with your book, and it's still going to show that you're an expert in that topic.
Exactly, exactly. And, you know, I know you've had this experience with your book, Judy. I've certainly had it with my books, and our authors have this experience that when you have a book, all of a sudden people look at you differently. You know, you are a florist and an author. You are a investment banker and an author. And it gives you a calling card, a gift that you can give to other people that says, hey, this is the body of work that I've created. This is the knowledge and the experience that I have organized in a book, which I am now presenting to you. And, of course, the book, you know, you can go on the largest matchmaking site in the world for clients, which is called Amazon. So, you know, when your book is out, you have it on Amazon, people are searching for you all hours of the night, and they're finding you through your book.
Connections that you would never have gotten otherwise, because nobody would have known that you were there.
Exactly. And you're getting clients from around the world because they found you online. Mm-hmm. So it's a fantastic way. And people don't throw away books, you know. We had one client, he's an insurance agent, and he wrote a book a couple of years ago, and he gave it away to a lot of insurance brokers in the industry, and he gave it to clients and so on. But now he walks into brokers' offices, and he sees his book on their bookshelf. So for him, I mean, that's huge visibility among the brokers, because the book is always there. Whereas if it's a business card or a marketing brochure or something like that, that can easily get lost or thrown away. You know?
Right.
So a book has a longevity and a credibility that other marketing tools do not have.
Right. And one more question for you on the writing part.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that's so critical in a book is to create an emotional bond with the reader.
Mm-hmm.
Because
mm-hmm.
if you don't do that, then your book's probably not going to get you the results that you're seeking. How do
mm-hmm.
you do that when you're ghostwriting?
Yeah, so that also comes from the interviews. We know what questions to ask that will give us the answers from the author that elicits that emotional bond. So there's two aspects to creating a bond. One is, you know, you want to show your credibility, your success, so that the author has, so the reader has respect for you and what you've done. But the flip side of it is you want to show the emotional vulnerability and the pain and the failure that you have been through so that the reader identifies with you. Because the reader is going through some sort of experience or possible struggle or challenge that they are coming to you to find a solution to. So when you can share in your book your own challenges that you went through that might even be worse than what they're going through, you are going to create a very strong emotional bond. And through the stories that continue through the book, your anecdotes, your experience, your greatest successes, your biggest failures, your competition that you had to overcome, you're going to have a story that other people are going to go, wow, he or she really gets it about where I'm at. That author really understands me, and wow, you know, I really want to follow this author. So that emotional bond is that humanity that you have, that you are sharing in your book, as if you are talking to your best friend, as if you are talking to your 18-year-old nephew or to your aunt across the kitchen table. And that emotional bond is what people will remember from your book even more than the actual expertise and the methods that you are sharing.
Great, yeah. That's really powerful stuff.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And Judy, if you don't mind me continuing.
Mm-hmm.
So a really great ghostwriter understands that. We are taking the reader on a transformational journey from the beginning of the book where they may be challenged by a certain topic or a certain issue or a certain phase of their life, and we're taking them on a journey chapter by chapter that's going to show them how they can unlock this problem, how they can solve this problem. And by the end of the journey, that reader will have an experience of transformation, the transformation that the author has promised from the beginning of the book, because the author has been through it. And the author knows how to lead that reader to the end. And so a really good ghostwriter knows how to not only convey information and expertise, but also guide the reader through a transformational experience so that by the end of the book, that reader becomes a raving fan and an emotionally connected follower of the author. And the ghostwriter knows how to do it in a way that the author's stories and experiences become part of the experience of the reader. And the reader goes, wow, I get it. I understand. So that would be the goal.
Excellent. Good insights. So any other words of wisdom on what to do when you're thinking about hiring a ghostwriter or working with your ghostwriter that you want to offer?
Let me see. You know, I just want to say that the biggest question that most of our authors have, it's a question that they have in their heart that they may or may not actually articulate, but a lot of times they do ask us this question, and what they're really saying is my story worthwhile? Do you think people will really want to read my book? Even though people have told me I should write a book, do you think people are actually going to be interested? And my answer is yes. Because what you have to say and what you have to share is valuable and worthwhile. And your experiences are going to help someone else along the line, and your stories are going to inspire people, make a difference in their lives, and ultimately bring business and credibility to you. So if you have an inkling that you have a story to share, that you have a message to share, then absolutely explore it. Follow that dream and see if a book may be the right vehicle for you to share your unique message and your story. That's my last thing.
Okay. Excellent. Well, thank you so much, Helen. I've really learned a lot on this show. And
you're welcome.
I hope our listeners will understand that ghostwriting is something that's quite widely accepted out there. It's within range of everybody, and it can save you an immense amount of time. And ultimately, you're going to have a better quality book by having your book written by a professional writer.
Thank you.
I understand that you have written an ebook that can help people get through some of these issues as well. Do you want to tell us about that?
Yes. Absolutely. We have an ebook, and I'm happy to give it as a gift to our listeners. And it is called 8 Steps to Having a Published Book Without Typing a Word. So 5 of the steps there are about writing and working with a ghostwriter, and some of the steps that we had discussed today. So I'm happy to give that as a gift. And if your listeners would like to contact me directly, I will send that. My email is helen@authorbridgemedia.com. Helen,
wonderful.
H-E-L-E-N, yeah, @authorbridgemedia.com.
Okay. Well, that's very generous. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Judy.
That's a valuable gift to people, and I hope people take advantage of that. Again, it's 8 Steps to Having a Published Book Without Typing a Word, and you can get that by emailing helen@authorbridgemedia.com.
Thank you, Judy.
Okay. And if people want to get in touch with you, the best way would be via email?
Yes.
Okay. And then, of course, your website is authorbridgemedia.com.
Yes, absolutely.
Very good.
Authorbridgemedia.
Well, again, thank you so much for being on our show today. And I hope our listeners take advantage of your free ebook.
Thank you so much, Judy. Take care.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.